The state reviews and votes on Georgia Power's long-term energy plan every 3 years. This year, as the result of looming clean air regulations and an ongoing natural gas boom, the plan includes retiring 15 of the company's oldest and dirtiest coal and oil-fired units. PSC Chairman Chuck Eaton says natural gas, nuclear, and renewables are Georgia's future.
I think the safest bet is that you're going to see less and less coal. I just can't imagine approving a new coal plant under these circumstances.
Still, most of the state's energy comes from coal, natural gas, and nuclear power. Less than 1% comes from solar. A proposal sponsored by Commissioner Bubba McDonald would change that and force Georgia Power to more than triple its solar capacity over the next 2 years. Solar advocates, environmental groups, and the Atlanta Tea Party have joined forces to support the plan. The Tea Party's Debbie Dooley says it'll spur Georgia's solar industry and make the state's energy market more competitive down the line.
I would love to be able to use solar during the peak hours that are so expensive with Georgia Power. We need to be proactive and not reactive.
Governor Nathan Deal weighed in earlier this week and isn't as bullish on the solar plan.
I have great difficulty mandating what an energy portfolio must look like.
Chairman Eaton wouldn't say how he'll vote, but hinted that it may not be the right time to be mandating more energy of any kind.
A lot of our supply was based on previous forecasts that occurred while the economy was still booming and humming along. Now that the economy has been constricted and we're just coming out of the Great Recession, we've got too much capacity. So immediately, it's not an issue.
For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.